Welcome to Home Story with Veronica. I'm Veronica Dickes, and today we're diving into the people, places, and decisions that make a house a home. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to Home Story, where we uncover the heart behind every home. I'm your host, Veronica Dickes, and in today's conversation is about transforming the ordinary into extraordinary. Whether you're selling your home or just want it to feel more inviting, the little details make all the difference. Joining us is Marisa Hernandez, the founder of Elevated Staging, a family-operated staging company based in Charlotte, North Carolina. And what started as a passion project, really, helping her family's real estate listings stand out, has grown into a full business where she helps homeowners and realtors showcase properties at their very best. Marisa, I'm so glad to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now let's dive in by talking about what really matters or what really makes an average home shine. Many homeowners feel their spaces look too plain and fear buyers won't notice or actually value it. So Marisa, question, when you walk into a home that feels average, what are the very first things that you look for that home that you can make or change to make it shine?
Well, I think there's not just an average home. I think every house has charm.
I love that.
You have to look.
Yes,
I love that. You have to look around. So whether that is architectural, you know, pieces, elements that are already established at the house, think large windows or think a fireplace. You know, how can we highlight those elements?
Okay.
Right? So that doesn't necessarily speak about a big renovation or change. How can we highlight that? Staging comes into place, but there are also many tricks that we can discuss that help sellers just highlight those.
Beautiful. So when you walk into a home, what you're looking for is things that you know will make a difference in a house, and how can you make them stand out?
Correct.
So that when the buyers walk in are wowed, right? Because that's the whole point of staging, right?
It's
when you walk into a house, it's wow, what a beautiful house.
Correct. Sometimes simply changing furniture, the way furniture is arranged, will completely change the flow of the house.
True.
Right? Open up the spaces, make it look larger or smaller. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. But definitely does not take a ton of renovations to do that. That staging will do it for you, whether you hire a company to do it or just learn a few tricks here and there and just transform your space.
Exactly. And it's true. When you think about it, when you walk into an empty house, it can be the exact same house that the staged house. It can be the same floor plan, the same model. Everything is the same.
Correct.
And you walk into an empty house and it's, oh, okay, it's a cute house. It's kind of boring. But then when you see it staged, you're like, oh, this is amazing. Is that what you see when you stage the homes?
Definitely. And I think it's funny to just show the sellers that, right? They don't have that. And generally, they're stressed out about packing, moving, you know. Recommendations that either realtors or friends can give to them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes with their own furniture and their own space, they can make a huge impact. And I will just walk in and show it to them. How about we move this sofa here or place this painting here? How about a coat of paint? Just a neutral color. Just something simple. It doesn't have to be major, but it makes a huge difference.
Yes. Can you think of maybe some of the simple touches, like what we were talking about? Did you have any story that you can think of a house where you did either the furniture placement and that completely changed the flow of the house? Is there any examples that you can think of?
Definitely, yeah. We had a seller, well, a realtor reached out. We went in, and it's an older home.
Okay.
There was not a lot in the budget for this seller to put into the house before placing it in the market. And so I went in just as a consultant of sorts. They were scared of staging, thinking it's a large expense. So instead I did more of a consultation.
Okay.
But let's see what we can work with that you already have. And I walked in and I'm looking at the lights, right? They're outdated light fixtures, kitchen, just an older kitchen, all hardware. And those are all little things that, you know, she made a list. And I helped her work room by room. I said, if you replace this hardware, go to your, you know, hardware store and just a few things. It's, again, not expensive, but it makes such a huge difference.
It does.
They did have a large orange wall.
Okay.
And so
that recommendation.
Realtors hate those colors. We hate them.
Well, stagers have a very hard time, you know, decorating around those really bold colors. So a coat of paint on a neutral color did the trick, and we simply changed light bulbs.
Okay.
No yellow lighting. We just did daylight, bright light.
What effect does that do? Does it look brighter, bigger?
Brighter, bigger. We move some furniture around as well. And so the space doesn't feel, I think it's all about perception, Veronica.
Yes.
And those first impressions matter.
Right? Absolutely. In the first, buyers, when they walk into a house, are probably going to make a decision in the first 5 seconds or so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And here's the thing. You're the first time around, the first shot that you have, it's online.
Yep.
It is 2025. People are shopping online. Yes, they want to decide whether they want to go see the house and do a walkthrough and all of that. So, yeah, staging, they will see it live. But those pictures, light takes place in there, right? Those pictures are going to give you that first shot for the buyer to put that listing on their list of what they want to visit.
Yep.
So
that is 100% true. And speaking about budget, you touched that point. For the people who are watching the show right now, what are some of the small, affordable fixes that can still make a home stand out? Can you think of any other ones that we can recommend to people who are trying to get their home sold and they can make little adjustments that will make a big difference?
Yeah, like I said, I will say the lighting, just replacing a light bulb. It's very simple. It's not expensive. Open up those windows. A deep clean, declutter, that's all free, right? You get to do that. Take that personal touch. It's beautiful for you. It is your family. It is your background, whatever the case may be. But you want to give the potential buyers a chance to see themselves in the house. So decluttering, huge, most important, declutter, clean, light fixtures. And open up those windows.
Yeah.
That just alone, those four things make a huge impact.
They make the world of a difference.
Yeah,
and it's funny, when us realtors also try to give, you know, our sellers some advice on what the buyers really are looking for, we try to tell them they can't come and see your house, your way, with your family, because now they're seeing somebody else's house.
Correct.
What they really want to come in and see is themselves living in that house.
Right.
So the more neutral, family pictures down and everything, and how do you, have you found a way to give that feedback to the sellers without hurting their feelings?
Right.
Because that's one of the main things that I worry about all the time when I tell them, declutter. It's like, I'm telling you, you're kind of a clutterer, if that's a word.
I think we have that between real estate agents and stagers, that conversation, right? Nobody wants to be the bad guy.
Yep.
Definitely. But when you come in, I think my first statement is we are going to walk through your property and look at those elements that they already add value. How can we highlight them? Now, as I go through the decluttering, cleaning, you know, kind of helping them what to keep, what to take away, it's not personal, right?
Exactly.
Everyone has their favorite colors, the way of decorating. It is so personal. The idea of making it more accessible to people to see themselves there is to make it neutral.
Exactly.
Right? So they can establish that connection with the house. It is very hard. Most people don't have that ability. Mm-hmm. Most of us, I will say, don't have that ability to walk into a place and see it for what it is.
Yep.
We see for, you know, what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if I happen to just not like bold colors and I walk into a house and there's the orange wall, example.
Yeah. Or the red walls.
Yes. Or very dark shades.
Yes.
Or, you know, that already tells me it's old, it's outdated.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to be able to remove those. Everyone has their taste, again, but this is no longer about your personality or your story. It's somebody else's journey. They're looking to buy your house. Your journey starts when you move out of the house, right? So decluttering and cleaning and all that and making tweaks here and there is that first chapter for you as you are selling.
And that's going to help them in the end anyways, right? Because you have to get out of the house when you sell it. So that's definitely going to help you. It's making the house a canvas for the buyers to be able to imagine themselves putting their colors and their walls and their decorations and everything. Yeah. Now, Marisa, can you tell us, why do you think some homes sell quickly once staged while others sit on the market for months?
I think I'll go back to that same point where it's so much easier for us to create that, wow, I could live here moment. When, think about going into a model home, it's the same thing. Or buying a new car. If you get in the car and it's detailed, cleaned, right? Smells good, same thing with the house. So if I walk in and I can see some furniture placement, some artwork, something light, some light colors, then I can go in there and see myself living there. You want to be able to give that opportunity. And staging does it, right? Whether it's through a company or whether you figure out what can I do to declutter, to just stage this house so people, it's easy for them to walk in and see themselves there.
Yeah.
With wall colors, with a lot of things around, it's very hard to give them that opportunity.
Definitely. And it's funny, I just had a buyer, you know, and it pertains to this story. They were buying a new house and the builders had the house empty, and right next to it, it was the same house staged. And the builder contacted me and said, can you show them the staged home? And I'm like, aha, now we're talking. Right. So I showed her the empty one first, and she's like, oh, this room is too small. I'm not gonna be able to fit my bed here. I can't put my furniture. There's no space for dining. I'm like, okay, let's go look at the stage one. They're under contract on the house because they saw a king size bed staged, and they're like, oh, it does fit and we have space. And then they saw the dining place, then they saw the living room. So to Marisa's point, it really does make a difference when you stage a home, and people can really see also decoration, but the space.
Yeah. The space.
How is my furniture going to fit here? And sometimes the space can be tricky.
Yeah.
You walk into a house and you think it's big and it's small and it's neither of them. It's
right. But it's all about perception.
Exactly.
You know, and with the right staging in place, or the right change in your own furniture, you're doing your own staging. It just, you can reflect the highlights of, or the potential of the property.
Exactly. Now, coming up next, we'll talk about how to stage a home beautifully without breaking the bank, even if your budget is tight. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you write your next home chapter. This is Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Veronica Dinkins, and you're watching Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. Let's jump back into today's conversation. Welcome back to Home Story. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of Home Story or any of your favorite Now Media TV shows, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. Today, I'm joined by Marisa Hernandez, founder of Elevated Staging, who is showing us how small details can create big impact. In this segment, we're tackling one of the biggest concerns homeowners face, the cost of staging. Many people think staging is too expensive, but the truth is it can often save you money and even bring in a higher selling price. The challenge for many is believing staging is worth the cost, especially when budgets are tight. So Marisa, how do you explain the value of staging to homeowners who feel like it's just extra cost?
I like to show it as a strategy.
Right? Okay.
A strategy for yourself. I like to also point out that the houses, stage homes, sell between 70 to 80% faster than a house
that's huge.
Not staged. Yes.
That is huge.
And so there's all kinds of statistics. People can
actually,
you know, double check what we're saying. And you guys realtors are very well versed on that. So we do get a lot of support from realtors. If you know what you're doing, you know that a stage house gets a lot more foot traffic. A lot more likes and saves if you visit all of these websites. And so also, it's important to remind them that the longer a house sits in the market, the chances of a price reduction increases, right? So the cost of staging is a lot less than your first price reduction.
100%. That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yes. The longer a house sits, the less you're going to sell it for. Yes.
So just those things alone, mm-hmm. right? And of course, then there's also, you know, before and after pictures. There's also, here's my work, right? So they can take a look. I have a lot of, here's the empty space. This is how I found it. This is what it looked like when we were done. Mm-hmm. And playing with the numbers as well, right? People are scared. They think, you know, staging might be just way too expensive. And so, or they come with the idea that they have to stage the entire house.
That's exactly. Another, that's a great point.
Another myth.
We will talk about that.
Yeah. So just walking through the examples of what the property could look like, mm-hmm. That usually helps a ton. And those pointers that it will cost you some money up front, but save you if the house sells a lot faster instead of sitting, you know, 3 months, 4 months in the market. How many price reductions do you do in a home if it's sitting for that long?
Exactly. Right. And it's, you know, I always tell every single person I'm helping sell, it's in my little guide, stay to the house if possible. And of course, not everybody's going to do it. And the ones who do it, we usually sell faster. And we usually sell, I've seen anywhere from 1 to 10% of a higher sales price whenever we stage the home. Because it's just, again, like you were saying, everybody's going to look at their phone or their computer to find the house that they want. Mm-hmm. And if it is staged, just look at houses right now. Go online and check out houses.
Right.
You will know which houses are staged. I mean, they completely stand out. So that makes a world of a difference. So it's an investment.
It is.
For me, it's an investment that sellers are making to actually pocket more money later on. I mean, listen, realtors, the higher the house sells, the more money we make as well. So our job, not only to help you, but it is in our best interest for the house to sell at the highest maximum price. That's why we always recommend you to stage it. We don't make nothing from the stager. We don't make anything if the house doesn't sell. So just trust your realtor when they tell you to stage the house because it's truly worth it. Now, what are some of the most cost-effective staging tricks that still give the buyers, like, or give the seller of the house a polished look for the buyers?
We've touched in a couple of, you know, on a couple of mm-hmm. those, but definite will be just take a look around. How long has it been since I painted this house, or changed the pillows on the sofa? Or, is there a stain on the rug?
Exactly.
Right? Is that a removal? Is it a replacement? Just little things. Of course, I like to sell my services, but there are so many things that people can do in a very low budget.
Yes.
With what they already have. And maybe a few tweaks here and there, like lighting, like a fresh coat of paint and so forth.
Exactly. And you touched about the fact that homeowners think that they have to stage the entire house.
Yeah.
Tell us what are the rooms that you usually stage? Because I've never seen an entire house staged.
Right. So
what are the most important rooms?
I've staged quite a few houses in the entire home because the realtor strongly believes that it needs to happen. So, you know, that's a conversation between the agent and the seller.
And it maybe depends how big the house is as well.
Right.
Small houses, yes.
Right. But when you have a seller that is, you know, maybe it's just a small budget. Maybe mm-hmm. they're just nervous. Maybe they just don't quite see the reason why. I think the main rooms that you must, and that this is me without walking the house, right?
Yes.
In an imaginary home, I will say your kitchen, your living room, your master bedroom mm-hmm. and bathroom. Those right there are your basics.
Exactly.
And I've seen a lot of people, when I presented, mm-hmm. right, then they're like, oh, okay, so I don't have to stage the entire house. No, you really don't. Those are the rooms, when you walk in there, if you've ever walked a model home, your eyes mm-hmm. go straight to where you spend the most time. So if you're, you know, family, you're looking at the living room, where are we going to hang out?
Yeah.
Right? Is it comfortable? Is it airy? Does it flow? Is it big? Is it bright? You name it. Your kitchen. Mm-hmm. Everybody hangs out at the kitchen. So those are the rooms that you want to highlight. And those are, again, staging can help with that. If your house has just a really cool bonus room.
Yes.
That one, I will say, if you can afford it, stage it, right?
To show what it can be.
Families, that's a huge one. So if your market, if your demographic is families with, you know, multiple kids or whatever, that bonus room, it's huge. They're going to go look at it. They want to see how it will feel. That's going to be their hangout place or the playroom for the kids.
Yeah.
So, and there's the variety that staging can give you, right? You can turn a bonus room into a workout room.
Yeah.
A multiple office setting kind of room. A family room. If there is a sunroom, I usually, especially if you're selling in the spring.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So if I walk into a house and there's a sunroom, I will definitely recommend you do that.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk into the house, that's just another area. And so you're showing the seller another possibility. That those are very neat rooms, and people are highly interested. It's just, yeah.
Definitely. I love that. And it's so true. I mean, if you're looking for a house that has a sunroom, you're probably looking for a house that has a sunroom. You want to make sure that you spend time in that area, and you want to give the buyers that feel where they can go in and they feel like at home, right? And a lot of times we actually get buyers ask us if they can buy the furniture.
Yeah.
When we have stage homes, they're like, can I buy it just as is? And that speaks volumes about staging for sure. Now, can staging sometimes save money compared to bigger renovations?
Definitely.
How?
So, rule of thumb for me, if the cost is small, right, it's inexpensive, fix it. Replace it, take care of it.
Yes.
If it's a renovation type of, you know, let's say the kitchen is a little outdated, stage around it.
Yep.
Nice new stools, you know, something nice in the center. Maybe you can change a few things like the hardware. Again,
it's
the combination of the two. So those are the times where staging, the value of staging just shows, right? You don't want to go perhaps and remodel an entire bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But you want to show it has a really cool tub. So have your stager highlight that, you know, whether that is with plants, with a nice tray and a book.
I was just going to say the tray with a glass of wine and the book.
Well, there you go. Yeah, those definitely help. And it's super easy to just talk through it with the seller.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Do you have any stories that you can share of when you had a small staging budget and you helped a client and it made a big difference? Can you think of, or any other story related to that, that it wasn't the entire house, but that it made a difference and the seller was very happy and you had a good result because of the staging?
Yeah, actually, I've had a couple.
Okay.
But
I'm sure you have.
There was a townhome that was on the market and just flat on the market.
Okay.
Just then sitting the realtor, there. Yes. Then the realtor said, well, you know, what if we stage it? Right? They took it off the market, made some repairs. I must say that the townhome was a bit outdated.
Okay.
They made a couple of just main things, like paint in a very light color. That's where the orange wall
story comes the from. The famous orange wall.
So neutral colors.
Yeah.
Anyways, they call. The seller was out of town. They had already moved. So they were in a rush to sell the property.
Okay.
They were already out of Charlotte. And so we did a consultation and I walked through what I could do in the room. And she's going, you know, do I have to stage all three rooms?
Okay.
Do I have to stage the patio? Do I have to?
And what rooms did you end up staging?
So I did kitchen, living room.
Okay.
The small dining room, the master bedroom.
Okay. Did it go fast after it was staged?
It was. Yeah.
It was?
It was gone. The pictures were amazing.
That's
and they
it.
Had
they took
a lot
pictures
more
again.
Yeah.
Yes. I love that. I love that story. Now, Marisa, I know many of our viewers will want to connect with you and actually learn more. What is the best place for them to follow your work or to reach out to you?
They can reach out via Instagram. It's the easiest. It gives you quick access to pictures and videos that I posted there. Although it could use some improvement.
Yeah. We're all working on that.
Yeah. There are quite a few pictures and videos. They can see my recent work.
Perfect.
They can ask questions. They phone number, email, everything. It's there.
Okay.
That's the fastest, easiest way.
So go to the Instagram account. What's the handle?
It is elevatedstaging.clt.
Elevatedstaging.clt. Now, next, we're going to shift gears and talk about how to neutralize personal style so buyers can see themselves in your home. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you write your next home chapter. This is Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. We're back. I'm Veronica Dinkins, and you're watching Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. Let's jump back into today's conversation. Welcome back to Home Story. I'm here with Maritza Hernandez, who's helping us see the incredible power of staging. In this segment, we're looking at a common challenge. Homeowners love their personal style, but when it comes time to sell, that bold paint, we talked about it a lot, or a family photo, if you have a wall with a family picture, it might actually turn buyers away. Now let's explore how to balance personal warmth with broad appeal. The challenge is that a home feels too personal and buyers struggle to imagine themselves living there. So one of the questions that we have for you is, why do things like family photos or bold paint colors, the orange wall, make it harder for buyers to connect with the home?
Well, I think it's very hard to see yourself, your family, your furniture, when you go into something that is so unique, and unique in a sense that it belongs to somebody else, right? And so generally the conversation is, okay, so we're gonna take down anything that is religious, mm-hmm. political, mm-hmm. Too much about your background or your ethnicity. And there's, you know, again, with respect to the idea here is to appeal to a wider audience.
Exactly.
Right? And the way that you accomplish that is by taking all that personal stuff out. And again, it's never about your personal taste, your mm-hmm. beliefs, your none of that. It is, you want to sell fast. This is the plan.
Exactly.
So that's the main conversation yep. that we have.
And I mean, I can think for myself, I have pictures of my dogs and portraits everywhere. And if I were to leave them, the first thing people are going to notice is there's dogs here. Does it smell?
Yep.
Right? Did the dogs damage the floor? And someone who's not a dog lover is going to go exactly for
yeah,
that. And that's just an example of why you need to depersonalize your home to make sure that it is neutral.
That is correct.
Yep. All right. Now, how do you help homeowners tone down their personal style without stripping the home of warmth? How do you find that balance?
Well, I mean, I already have like a list, right? Yeah. A script, because it takes practice, right? The first couple conversations,
yes.
those were hard. Because you don't want to cross the line or feel anybody like, oh, here comes an interior designer and it's judging
yeah.
my, no, not yeah. at all. This is what we go for. This is what sells.
So tell me, as if I was a seller, what would you tell? What would be the main points that you would make sure that come across?
To understand that we want to create that personal connection, that emotional connection, all right? And this through a wider audience. They might
yes.
or may not like your color choices. Or your political views,
or your dogs,
or cats, or yeah.
Yep.
And so we just walk through. I have a checklist, and we look around room by room.
Like, okay.
What can we remove from here, right? If I'm not walking into a blank or, you know, canvas, if I'm just going to somebody's house and they're still living there
mm-hmm.
while they're going to lease the house, that's a different conversation. And
yes.
so for that, we have a checklist so they know what to expect. It's really not difficult, especially if you have a motivated seller.
Yes, exactly. And I think one of the things that you all need to know is that it doesn't need to be empty. You can stage a house while you are living in the house. And a lot of times you can use your own furniture. And the stagers will just help you rearrange them or bring a couple of pieces that will look better or different or fill a space. There's so many ways to do it. So I just wanted to make that
yeah.
point across so that our audience knows that the house doesn't need to be empty. You don't need to move out of the house for the stager to stage it. You can still be in the house and we can use some of your things.
Definitely.
I think most of mine will be taken out. But anyways, that's a different thing. What are your favorite neutral choices, colors, furniture, decor, that always work?
So when I say neutral, I'm going to go, I stay neutral.
Yep.
But neutral, you know, it's not just white.
Exactly.
Right? So yes.
Because that'll be boring.
We'll put white in there. Cream, so beige, gray, black.
Black?
Brown.
I love when you say
yes.
black. I see the black accents
yes.
and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, you can play with all those colors.
Yeah.
Go with one another, and you can do the same thing all around each room and bring those colors in. And many of us already have stuff, right? That are
exactly,
yeah. yeah. in those colors. So it's not an impossible task. So whether you hire somebody or you do it yourself, I think those are the colors that go well with everything. I will definitely say think neutral on your walls. It makes such a huge difference. People yes. want to see big, bright spaces, and paint is that first thing that catches people's eyes. They're not going to be looking to see what color exactly it is. It's just that change, toning down and opening up spaces. So you open up a nice window and your walls are a light color. It makes a huge difference compared to having a dark brown wall or orange wall again.
And the orange
with,
wall.
Yeah, with yeah. you know shades that are covering your window. So look at the difference.
Yes.
You didn't spend a lot of money just you know painting one or a few walls.
It's a completely different house yeah. when you change the colors. And I mean, if you see even our set, you can see a lot of the neutral colors that she's talking about. We have the green, we have the whites, we have a little bit of dark. It makes a world of a difference. But please go to her Instagram page because her staging is amazing. And
Thank
one
you.
Of my favorite things is the black furniture accents that she does. They just look so beautiful. And it just makes it stand out, right?
It does.
It's just, they're absolutely beautiful. Check them out. How do you balance letting the house show personality while still appealing to many different buyers?
Well, every house has character. They do. When we were talking about an average home, to me, there's not such thing, mm-hmm. right? That what is there already that we can highlight? So I like to do a walkthrough and look for those center items, center pieces, whether that is a fireplace
mm-hmm.
Or a really cool door to the backyard, a deck. Those things you can play with and highlight. We want to talk decor and we want to talk neutral colors, but we want to also incorporate that. They have a really cool fireplace, right? What do we have? Do we have a TV? Do we want really cool art on top of the fireplace?
Yeah.
Do we want to make it a formal setting? Do we want to make it more of a hangout room, a family
room?
Like
a cozy little,
bring your throats and, you know, a couple basket that makes it more relaxed.
Yes.
I think those are the main things.
I love that. So what I'm picking up on, and correct me where I'm wrong here, is that staging is a personalized service. It's not, Marissa's not going to use the same furniture in every house. She's not going to use the same setup in every house.
I can't.
She's not going to, everything. That's why it's so important to have the stager come to the house, because they need to figure out the space, the attributes that your house has already that she can bring out. And honestly, audience, you sharing your favorite parts of the house, I think it does make a difference, because that will help her accentuate those areas whenever she does the staging for you. So I think it's a fantastic service. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Personalized. Could you share a time when toning down personal style made a huge difference in the buyer's interest? This is a fun one. We're not going to hurt anybody's feelings. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Take your dog's pictures down.
Besides that, those are very common, right?
Yes.
Pets. The pet pictures.
Yeah.
But I had this specific property just in case the realtor or the seller sees this show. I won't name names, but they had this nice area right off the kitchen. It looked like a bar of sorts,
okay.
right? Bunch of bottles, just, you know.
Like a party area.
Yes. And so we're thinking that the neighborhoods around have changed so much and there's more of like a family vibe to this. So
okay.
we're thinking, hey, this house, this property, we definitely need to, like, we're thinking other things like a kid's room, a bonus room, right? Make it more
yeah.
appealing. But then you walk over there and you see this bar.
Yeah.
I turn it into a breakfast nook.
I was just going to say, that's awesome.
What a difference. I mean, it already
yes.
had, like, really cool lighting, right? But this bar, dark furniture was just taken
yeah.
away from that room. And it turned out awesome. It really did. So that was an easy
yeah.
change.
Yeah, nice.
It looked amazing.
How did the seller react to it when you made the change or when you made the suggestion?
The wife or the husband?
No, both actually.
So
let's give him the real story.
Yeah, the wife loved the idea immediately. The husband, that's probably his idea. I'm thinking
that was a man cave.
Yeah, a little man cave. But they never thought of it as, it wasn't, you know, people tend to get stuck on what works for you.
Exactly.
Right? And not what sells. So that was a prime example. I said, yes, eating all the time at the kitchen island works for you guys, right? You have your 3-4 stools, you're in and out.
Yeah.
But some people like to be able to sit down and not necessarily in the formal dining area, which they did have. How about a breakfast nook? And, you know, make just a few changes here, and it gives you that extra area, extra space. You know,
exactly.
Nice lighting, really cool to just hang out and chill
original.
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one.
So the husband was not happy with that.
Well, I don't really know. I think they were ready to really go.
That's funny.
Yeah. He didn't hear my pitch for turning it into a breakfast. He saw that afterwards. So.
That's awesome. So I mean, this is why it's so important to consult with a professional, because they're thinking about selling the house for you. They're not thinking about decorating for you and for your style. And it is so important to do that, because the more buyers you can attract to your home, the better chances you're going to have to sell it faster, to not just sit on the market, to sell for a higher price. So the more you can appeal to the masses, if you would, of buyers, the better. And I mean, what better way than to be creative? And I'm sure you think about areas too. Like if it's an area where it's just single people and young people, like some of the areas that we have in Charlotte, then I would leave the bar.
Yes, definitely.
Right? Because they're going to love the bar. But if you're in a family area, then, I mean, I'm sure the husband will love the bar anyways. But
yeah, definitely.
Sometimes a wife, but you never know.
I think it's important. So when you have a good realtor, they are doing this work, this research for you. I lean on the realtors a lot. Even when, you know, the seller might be the one hiring my services, my company services, I talk to the realtor. So what sells in this area?
Exactly.
What do you see? What is the demographic?
That's our target audience.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so when they go, well, it's very family oriented. It has changed over time. Okay, so we're thinking play
then
area.
Let's take out the bar.
Yeah.
Yes, yep.
Exactly.
Now, up next, we're going to talk about how you can add value to your home without going through a full remodel. We'll be right back with more stories, strategies, and inspiration to help you write your next home chapter. This is Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Veronica Dinkins, and you're watching Home Story with Veronica on Now Media Television. Let's jump back into today's conversation. Welcome back to Home Story. Loving what you're watching. Don't miss a moment of Home Story or any of your favorite Now Media TV shows, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Espanol. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming actually 24/7, so ready whenever you are. We are wrapping up today's episode with Marisa Hernandez, founder of Elevated Staging in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we are focusing on one of the most encouraging truths for homeowners. You don't need a massive remodel to add value to your home. With the right touches, you can create a wow factor without breaking the bank. And sometimes, actually, staging is going to cost a lot less than remodeling, and it's going to give you really, really, really good positive effects when selling your home. The problem many homeowners face is thinking only big remodels will help their home sell well. And with staging, you can actually bypass a lot of that if you don't have the budget to do all of the remodeling. So I wanted to ask Marisa, a lot of people don't know how the process works whenever you are ready to stage a home. If your realtor comes and says, you know, I believe that if we stage your home, it's going to sell better and faster, like we talked about the stats that we were talking about, that it can sell from 70 to 80% faster and 1 to 10% at a higher price than a home that is not staged. So what is the process, Marisa? Who contacts you? What are the steps that are taken for you to stage a home?
So we mainly work with realtors. They reach out to us. They'll usually just shoot us an email and say, hey, I have a property I'm interested in staging. Or we need a consultation, it depends. Mm-hmm. Give me the details, we'll provide an address so we're able to look up the last listing on that property, we look at videos, pictures, anything you guys have available. Mm-hmm. So generally, realtors are really good at just sending us what they have. And then we figure out when do we meet at the property.
Okay.
So I have an idea by looking at pictures and videos, yeah. but walking it through and listening to whether it's the seller or just the agent, every situation is different, and what they're interested on, right? You as a realtor might have already seen the house and you know exactly, because you've done your work, you've yes. done your research, you know what your audience is going to be, and you might have an idea. You want mm-hmm. an office and a kid's room and a master bedroom, you know, staged. I can come in and say, yeah, those are great rooms, but you guys have a really cool sunroom that it's a hit with people. It mm-hmm. really is.
It
so
really
we
is.
Should do that. And I will give you some recommendations. At the end of the day, it's about what the seller is interested in doing. And if they want to hear the recommendations that are given either by the agent or a staging company, we will provide a quote.
Okay.
And once the quote is accepted, sometimes there are changes. I want to add this room. I heard you okay. say the sunroom. Can you
so,
add it? And so forth.
To step back a little bit, yeah. the estimate is made after you have the conversation with yes. the realtor and the seller.
Yes.
To make sure everybody's on the same page or of what needs to or wants to be done in the home, correct?
Right. That is
okay,
correct.
Perfect. So now the estimate is made. You share the estimate with the realtor and the realtor will probably share with the seller or you share it with both of them.
Yeah.
What happens next?
So they'll make a decision on whether they want to move forward or maybe they just want a consultation where they want to work with their furniture and maybe have our company place just a few pieces there to highlight the rooms. Or they might not have something for that sunroom and yeah. they need new furniture there. So maybe, you know, changes like yeah. that take place. And then, you know, once it's accepted, then we figure out what works. What
okay.
works for you as a realtor? When are you guys ready for pictures and so forth? We'll look at our schedule and figure out what is the best time.
Okay. So once the estimate is given, any changes can be made, of course. The realtor says, yes, we are good to go. How long does it take for you to stage a house from the time that you schedule it?
We usually ask for a full day.
Okay.
But it also depends how many rooms, what
exactly.
what's happening.
It's a mansion, if it's a tiny house.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, when I go in, I'm already looking at room sizes and writing down rug selection or any of the team members when they go visit the house. And we understand what needs to go where. So
yeah.
immediately they're trying to figure out inventory placement for the
gotcha.
Property. So generally we'll ask for one full day. It takes less than one day of
okay.
work. I just, you know, we just like to have some room there.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And then once the house is staged, that's where the realtor comes in and take the pictures.
Correct.
Because we want to make sure we have the best possible pictures. Because again, your first showing is always online. If the showings online don't go well, you're probably going to have a lot less pool of buyers that are going to be fighting to get your home. So that's very important. So once a house is staged, let's say that it goes on the market and, you know, right now we're experiencing a little bit of a shift on the market. Homes are sitting in inventory a little bit more than they used to a few months ago. A year ago, it was crazy. Houses were selling in
yeah.
a day. Now our average homes, at least here in Charlotte, the average time on the market for homes, it's climbed up to 40-something days before the house sells. So how does that part work? How long does the house typically stay staged, or how do you work that out with your clients?
So our contract, our agreement, is for 30-day placement.
Okay.
Right? So,
so
in 30
month.
Days, yeah, kicks
okay.
in on the day of the installation. Generally, your real estate agents will have pictures scheduled for the date after. So
yeah.
everything moves
That's what
quickly.
I do.
Yes. And so, of course, they're within the estimate, there's also, you know, additional 30-day staging will be worth X. So that's already agreed upon. And usually we reach out a week before the first 30 days
okay.
are due and consult whether they want to extend it or we're good to go this stage.
Okay. And if they decide to extend it, what happens?
I'll send a new invoice, or we'll send a new invoice for the additional 30 days, and the 30 days kick in, you know, starting that day.
Okay, but it's not the same cost as the installation.
No,
it's only
no.
like a monthly
it's
amount.
It's a portion of, yes. It's just
exactly.
a portion
so
of.
Pretty much you're renting the furniture from the stager if it passes those 30 days where that rent for the first 30 days
Correct.
Was already included. If you want to extend it, you just pay the rent for the furniture, sorry, not for the entire installation.
Correct, yes.
Okay, and who is typically responsible for paying the fees that are associated with staging?
So we've seen a mix.
Okay.
And I know with other stagers across the country, it varies a lot on city by city or state by state.
But that is very true. Yes.
Here, I see a mix of realtors and sellers.
Okay.
Where there might be other cities where they only get the contracts directly from the seller.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the realtors build that in, right?
Yep.
And to help out their seller, whatever the financial situation might be, just for the sale to get going. That's a scenario. I would like to say maybe 60% of the time is the seller.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, it's an investment that the sellers make in order to sell the home faster and at a better price when compared to the other houses on the market. And, you know, I would recommend just try it yourself. The easiest way to do it is to go to a new construction that has a model home. Make sure that you ask them to go see the floor plan that you're interested in empty, right? Tell them, do you have any houses right now that are about to be done? Go walk that house, see what it feels like, and then ask them to see the model one. So make sure they have that house that you're interested in. Make sure that they have a model one that is staged. And just go look at the difference. And when you are selling your home, I challenge you to think about it that way. Would the buyer be more interested in buying the house that was empty or not staged whatsoever, or the house that was professionally staged? I mean, the feeling is totally different.
Completely.
When did you start doing staging? How long ago? How did this project come about? Because I know, I mean, we're actually friends. So I've known Marisa for a long time, and I know she's a fantastic decorator. But how did you get inspired to start this family business? I know it's a family business. How did this come about?
So our family has been in real estate for many years.
Okay.
And my husband flips flips homes,
yes.
right?
So he does a fantastic job, by the way.
And so many years ago, let's just say 4 or 5 years ago, we were hiring stagers to do this, right? Because our realtor told us the house they were staged.
That's
so
me.
Faster. And so, well, we had a few. We had different companies do different houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I love decorating. I change furniture around my house all the time, frequently.
All the time.
Yes. I loved it. And
yep.
so when I saw the job that we were paying for, I saw an opportunity, right? And I saw the cost, and I saw an opportunity to create a company that, well, yeah, at the beginning was to help ourselves, right?
Exactly.
If I can use furniture and change it for the next house, make it look a little different. So I started thinking, you know, key pieces that would be reused and look completely different than what you looked before. And really, that's how we started. We
that's
bought
awesome.
Furniture, decorated one, and then move on to the next one. But people started asking who did the staging.
Yes.
And so with that, it was generally my wife, or, you know, I was the answer, my wife did the staging, or my friend.
I would tell them, they did their own staging.
Yeah. And word of mouth.
Yes.
And so I got some demand, and, you know, it became a family thing.
That's awesome.
I don't do this by myself, but it requires a team, and it's family. So.
Yes, and she has become very popular. I mean, at my firm, everybody's asking who I'm using for staging. She's now our vendor at our firm, and a lot of the agents have used elevated staging, and they are so happy with the results. I think you're going to have to buy a lot more furniture very soon because you're going to be busy. Marisa, thank you so much for joining us today. You've shown us how to transform homes, not just with big remodels, but with confidence, with creativity, and with intentional design. For our viewers, I hope that today's conversation helps you see your own home in a new light, whether you're preparing to sell or simply want to create a space that feels more welcoming. This has been Home Story with Veronica. I'm Veronica Diquez. Until next time, remember, every home has a story to tell. Thank you so much for joining us
today,
Marisa.
Thank you for having me.
This was amazing. Really enjoyed it. Thanks, everyone.